Chicago is known for a couple of things. Its weather, being a great sports town, one of the best summer cities in the world, and for its food. Whether it be beefs, dogs, or pizza, everyone has their favorite spot. Al's or Johnny's Beef, Superdog or the Wiener Circle, or maybe it's Pequod's over Giordano's.
Maybe.
Let's figure this thing out. It's time for
Food Fight!
Here's John Landecker.
Oh, yeah, here he is. 720 WGN. Good evening. It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock on Food Fight 2.0 or something. I don't know. In case you didn't haven't heard the news, Dan Levy got a job, like a real job somewhere else. And that place did not want Dan to be on the air here, which is totally understandable. Okay. So what are we going to do? We got a food fight. Who am I going to fight with? Well, tonight it's David Jennings, I believe. Is that right, David? Are you there? Are you
yes,
ready to?
Yes, I'm here.
Very good. And I've already heard that next week I'm going to actually take on a lawyer.
Good luck.
Karen Conti.
Good is luck.
Is coming on the food fight. And I believe we're going to do Garrett's Caramel Corn and Cracker Jacks. I'm Cracker Jacks. She's Caramel Corn from Garrett's. So that ought to be fun, don't you think? I do. Hopefully. But that's next week. Tonight we have the heavy competition between chicken wings and sliders. And I believe, David, you are slider. I am wing. Am I correct about that?
That is correct.
All right. First of
prepare
all.
Prepare to be broken.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Let's do a little history, shall we? The concept of cooking wings in peppery sauce. Allegedly born in 1964 at the Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York, when the owner left cooked leftover wings and hot sauce as a late-night snack for her son and his friends, and they served it with celery slices and blue cheese, and off it went. It also, the rise of the chicken wing also corresponds with football. Yeah. Cooking the whole bird was trendy in the 60s and 70s, but in the 80s, U.S. consumers started preferring boneless chicken, breast meat, and wings became an inexpensive byproduct for chicken producers. They were a great group food. They could be, you know, passed around and shared. And I believe that's all I have to say about a chicken wing.
Okay.
Yeah, Anchor Bar Buffalo, I guess that's pretty much the consensus, if you will.
Well,
yeah.
The slider originated
at
White Castle.
Mm-hmm.
It is an American term for a small hamburger about 2 inches across, made with a bun or a dinner roll. They can be served as hors d'oeuvres, snacks, or entrees, and they have become a game day staple.
Indeed
across the country.
Yes, chicken wings and sliders.
Yes, the slider the onion-steamed small burgers at mm-hmm. White Castle restaurants, and other restaurants have picked it up. There are two... excuse me.
Excuse you. He's got a slider caught in his throat.
Ahem. Mm. Two stories about the history of the word slider, both out of White Castle. One is that they're so small, they slide down your throat.
Indeed.
That's the obvious choice. The other is that in the old days, White Castle was sort of like a show. You'd walk in, there'd be two or three men behind the counter in white paper caps and clean white aprons. They'd greet you when you came in. It was sort of a fun, happy environment. If you were sitting at the counter, they would make your burger. Everything was served on porcelain, and they would slide the burger down the counter to you.
I see.
Which is how they became known as sliders. And according to Wikipedia, White Castle decided, you know what?
What?
We like both, so we ain't saying nothing.
Pardon me? Can you run that by me again?
White Castle said, we like both stories. We ain't saying nothing.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think there's any, like, you know.
There's no win-win here. There's
no definitive.
Alone.
Yeah, there's no definitive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. Why do I like wings? I think they're a fun food that you can hold with your fingers and bite with your mouth and dip wherever you want. And they're small and fun and you get a whole bunch of them. Whereas sliders are more like burgers, I guess. You know, if you wanted a burger, why not go get a burger? But wings, hey, I like those little chicken wings because I like chicken.
Well, you get a slider because you like sliders.
Indeed.
Sliders taste good. They're not a full-size burger. And, you know, you can have a couple, and it's cool.
True. True that. What else do I have to say about chicken wings?
Not much. It's going to help you.
I just like them long before this whole blue cheese, celery, whatever. I mean, I just like chicken wings. You know,
You can put blue cheese on a slider too.
Well, I guess that's another point for blue cheese.
Mm-hmm.
If we ever had a cheese battle. So I guess that's about it. It's not really, I don't know. Not a lot to say about it, quite frankly, other than I like it and it's a chicken wing.
What do you think, Jack? I think the slider wins.
Well, we'll find out.
Okay.
Don't spoil it. It's a tease.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
We got a tease. Remember?
Oh.
And we also have a couple of delightful musical interludes concerning the items that we are discussing after this on 720 WGN.
Food Fight!
Let's get you back to Food Fight. Here's John.
Right. And, David. Spilling in. Well, not filling in. There's got to be a designated hitter or something, and some other term. And Karen Cotty will do it next week.
I got a rotating cast.
There you go. Thank you very much. And it's chicken wings and sliders. And now it's time for the musical interlude.
Now, Devin, don't you worry. It ain't nothing but chicken wing.
That's what you said.
One, two, a one. I ain't nothing but a chicken wing. Don't worry about a single thing. When your troubles start coming round, don't you let it all get you down.
No, no.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Life's too short to live it up.
When you hear this now.
Worries right down the drain. It ain't nothing but a chicken wing.
Now, you see, that's the first time I've ever heard somebody rhyme drain and wing. Don't let it go down a drain. Need another ball to shake a wing. You got to do what you got to do in that right.
Tonight's at White Castle. The one on Big Ben. I eat there often. So I don't have many friends. Porcelain palace. A guy passed out on the floor. Just how I got here, I can't recall anymore.
That's right.
That's
yes,
an interesting set of lyrics.
Yes, it is.
For done that to the particular song,
Moody Blues, Nights in White Satin. That's right.
That's like, it's almost sacrilegious, but
true,
okay.
But it's food. You know what I mean?
Okie dokie.
And I went looking around for a lot of things around about White Castle and sliders, and there just wasn't much. Now, you want songs about chicken wings? Oh, my God. They got a whole bunch of them. Chicken wing songs for kids, chicken wing dance, chicken wing hip-hop. They got all sorts of chicken wing stuff. But you want a good slider song, good luck. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Be that
yeah,
way.
You know, I mean, you know, I'd say what? Feel free to, you know, throw something in there if you got it, but you know what I'm saying? It's just a parody song. That's all it is. I mean, there's no reason to be upset. I don't think you're upset, are you?
No, I don't have time to waste on getting upset. Life's too short.
John and David, a third reason they call them sliders, when I was in my early 20s and we'd all go out drinking, White Castle was great after drinking food. I've heard that. People get a little...
I've heard that too.
Liquored up and it's late and maybe even early in the morning, you know, like 2.
To expand that out a little, it's also a great time of the night to go to the diner.
Yes, indeed. But I think that there's more grease at the White Castle.
Oh, trust me. There's lots of grease in diners.
And we used to say they were called sliders because they would, well, slide right out afterwards. All right, Shirley.
I was not thinking that. Okay.
630, boneless wings shouldn't count as wings.
Ooh.
Ooh. Well, you know, that's an interesting, you pose an interesting question there, or not a question, but concept there, 630. A debate, that's right. Because they do take the, they take the bone out of there. Or, you know, is it actually, wait a minute, it's not really a deboned wing, is it? It's sort of like a compacted bunch of other chicken meat. Am I right about that?
Probably.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not as though they took a bunch of wings and removed, you know, the bones from them. It's because it's allegedly.
That might be too.
Allegedly. What? Am I correct?
I am correct. I don't know for sure. I don't know. It would not surprise me.
I've heard from the authorities that are aligned with this program that I am correct.
Okay.
Very good.
But, They shouldn't count as wings, and I don't count them. But they call them boneless wings,
boneless wings.
Well, I didn't say they taste bad or anything like that. I'm just talking about
the classification.
Yeah, the label, which it's all marketing anyway. And we were talking, Jack and I were talking during the break that I should have done drums.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm really talking. You know. Because you hold, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, there's meat on the top.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah, those are good. Those are good, good, good. Okay, well, I guess that wraps it up. What can I say? Oh, wait,
we'll,
who won?
We'll just have
hold
to
on a
wait
second.
For the votes to be counted.
Yeah. We got a big win for the wings at 67%.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Yes, boo.
Well,
David is not happy.
Well, you know, it's marketing. It's advertising, come to think of it. I mean, honestly... I mean, there's a chicken wing restaurant near me, right? That's the name of the establishment. Chicken wings are in it. I mean,
I'd like to stop there.
But you know what I'm saying? That doesn't say like, hey, welcome to Sliders.
Right.
They don't have that. And I guess, are there as many White Castles around as they used to be? I used to see them all the time.
There's still one within walking distance of where I live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't see a lot of them.
Yeah.
There are still plenty of them around. You may have to look a little harder, but...
Well, I wasn't looking, so, you know what I'm saying?
Well, okay.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like I wasn't specifically on the lookout for, oh, look, there's another White Castle.
Yes, there is. Yum.
All right. I guess that's going to do it. Thank you, David. Next week,
you're
as
welcome.
I said, Karen Conti, and you can inform her. She was behind a couple. She said, I got a text. She wants to do A or B. And I said, okay, the popcorn one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm taking Cracker Jacks.
Yep. Got it locked and loaded.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
That'll be fun.
It'll be good.
Going
yes.
up against a lawyer. That'll test you.
Wasn't there a song that went along with Cracker Jacks and the TV commercial?
If there is, I'm going to find it. You bet.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Your Honor, I object. Counsel is badgering the Cracker Jack. How's that?
I like it.
That was actually very good. It could have been far worse.
If David says that means it's very good.
Well, you know, if you're going up against a lawyer,
mm-hmm.
you know.
It'll be a fun one.
Hey, I watch TV. Come on. All right. Thanks, David. Thank you very much.